Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This week we aired on a couple programs an interview that Kara DeGette conducted with me. She is a reporter, a print journalist, a columnist actually, for the Colorado Springs Independent. And their website is csindy.com. And her last name, DeGette, that might sound familiar to some of you. Diana DeGette, is the U.S. representative in Washington, D.C. from Denver, Colorado, and she is a radical child killer, pro-abort, pro-lesbian, homosexual, whatever, feminist, anti-Christian worldview, and Kara is her sister, albeit much younger sister. And during that interview that we aired, and the line during it was somewhat blurred, the line between who's the interviewer and the interviewee, but it was interesting. And there were two things that I stated in that interview that were interesting. One, I said if the kind of cruelty done to children was done to animals, that there would be national outrage. And that interview was a few weeks before the Michael Vick story broke. And just imagine if we had a partial birth abortion or a D&E or a late term abortion, or the partial birth abortion that is recommended in the latest PBA ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Of course, they didn't ban partial birth abortion. They just said, here's how it's legally preferred. Do it this way. Pull the baby out halfway and then kill it. Don't pull it out to the neck unless there's certain circumstances, then you could do that also. But anyway, imagine if something like that was done to an animal and it was videoed and put on YouTube. Imagine a puppy being delivered and the puppy is partway out and somebody took a scissors and started cutting off its limbs and jabbed it in the head and killed it. There would be outrage by Kara DeGette and her sister Diana DeGette and Hillary Clinton, and on and on and on. In fact, even the Republicans would show some anger and outrage. But do it to children, and for the most part, it's just ho-hum, nobody cares. Well, the second thing, a second point I brought up in that interview is the issue of forced abortion in China. And I was pointing out to Kara DeGette that pro-aborts in this country, we can know that they're hypocrites because they say it's all about choice and an individual's right to choose, but the deafening silence about Chinese forced abortions for decades now, the deafening silence coming from Planned Parenthood and now and NARAL, once in a blue moon, you'll have some statement from some liberal person or organization, some mild objection that China has performed forced abortions on women. And that's about it. But Planned Parenthood International has given tens of millions of dollars year in and year out for decades to China's population control program, which is primarily intense intimidation and forced abortion and even infanticide. And tens of millions of girls have been killed more so than boys because families only allowed one child. So today's Drudge Report links to an article out today in the Houston Chronicle that mentions one particular woman and her forced abortion. Now, I told the story in that interview about Xu Yan Zhou, who married a friend of ours, Rich Holst, after getting out of jail 5 years incarcerated in America by the Clinton administration because she had escaped China when they were attempting to perform a forced abortion on her. She became very ill. She got here on a ship. She was unconscious, and she was airlifted by helicopter to a hospital in California. And when she recovered sufficiently enough, they basically put her in prison for 5 years. Imagine that. That's how wicked this government is. And we're so thankful that one of our longtime listeners began to fight to get Xu Yanzhou released. She was released, and she testified in Congress with Harry Wu, world-renowned Chinese dissident. And then she flew, that was a Friday, on C-SPAN, the whole bit. She flew from Washington, D.C. to Indianapolis to our Bobineer Live seminar on Saturday, the next day. And that's when she met Rich Hulst, and they married. They soon thereafter married, and now they have two beautiful children. I challenged Kara DeGette. Kara, have you ever written to rebuke Planned Parenthood for supporting this forced abortion regime in China? She said, oh, no, I really only mostly write about local issues. If women are being slaughtered by the millions in China, and if tens of millions of women have been forced to have abortions, I wouldn't write about that. You know, I'm only concerned about the flora and fauna of the Colorado Springs area and make sure that Garden of the Gods doesn't have too much litter on the grounds. That's my interest. So I'm exaggerating, of course. So she said there'd have to be a local story. Otherwise, who is she to criticize Planned Parenthood for their hypocrisy? So there's a bit of a local angle now. Planned Parenthood, it's been in the news. They're building a new, $4 or $5 million facility in Denver. They're moving it from a neighborhood that used to be all black. Now it's becoming more upscale. More whites are moving in. And Planned Parenthood is now moving it smack dab in the middle of another all-black neighborhood. At where? Quebec and I-70. So Planned Parenthood has been in the news, building a new child-killing facility. And now the Houston Chronicle has a major story. It's on drudgereport.com, one of the top 10 most popular websites in the world, drudgereport.com. And he's linking to this article, Chinese Victims of Forced Late-Term Abortion Fight Back. Not only forced abortion, but late-term in the 6th month and 7th month and 8th month and 9th month. Chinese forced abortions by the communist government there. And so I think it'd be good to send her an email. Say, Kara, here's a good opportunity to do a story rebuking Planned Parenthood. They're building a multi-million dollar facility in your state, Kara. That should be close enough for a local hook for a story. And the Houston Chronicle today talking about forced abortion. And the reality is the pro-aborts don't care. How many millions of kids have been aborted by China in forced abortion in violation of pro-choice rights, the right of the woman and the family to make these life or death decisions? They don't care about that. They favor killing little Chinese kids because there's too many Chinese people in the world. That's what they favor. They're hypocrites. Diana DeGette is a liar. Why hasn't she expressed outrage and fought against this? So they're hypocrites and they're liars. And maybe somewhere along the line, somebody could say, oh, look, I did bring this up once at a coffee shop. Diana DeGette. Maybe she could say, oh, yeah, I brought it up once. But the entire pro-choice community is condemned by this flagrant hypocrisy. Flagrant hypocrisy. So we've gone to protest at Diana DeGette's home quite a few times. We've gone there, and when we get there, we do our holiday home visits where we go to an abortionist home, a holiday abortionist home visit. There's a holiday coming up on Monday. So there are some abortionists, like men who work for Planned Parenthood. It's usually men, not always, but they make the big money killing kids. And so this Edward Patrick O'Loughlin, he's an abortionist that's been killing kids at Planned Parenthood for years. So on Labor Day, usually in the morning, about 9 o'clock, we meet at Winchell's Donuts at Evans and Monaco. And then we go to his home and we protest. It's a holiday abortionist home visit. You know, you should do home visits, hospital visits, home visits, caring about people, not letting people be forgotten. So it's a Christian thing to do. And we do our holiday home visits. And then we'll go to maybe one or two other abortionists. And it's a time of fellowship, Bible study. It's interesting. It's time to get to know people. So, and you're invited, by the way. You're welcome to come. At any rate, then we also will sometimes stop at Diana DeGette's house. Sometimes. So we were there a couple years ago, and this woman, she lives in a wealthy part of Denver, and this woman is walking up from a block away, and you could see, forget about body language, I mean, every muscle in her body was tense, and her face, and she's coming down with her fists clenched, and she's going to tell us she's against free speech and diversity, and she's intolerant. I guess. I don't know what she's going to tell us. But that's what I guess. So, and she supports killing children and anything that could keep children being killed with tranquility in her neighborhood. I guess that's the kind of message she wanted to bring to us. So we said amongst ourselves, there were maybe 20 of us there. So we said, okay, don't say anything until she's just like 15 feet from us, till she's halfway across the street and we're on the corner. So when she's halfway across the street, then what do we say? So we talked about it. She's walking from a block away. We have a few seconds. A few seconds is a lot of time to strategize if you're a pro-lifer. So we said, let's say this. Let's ask her, how old was your baby when you killed her? Let's ask her that. But we also said, there's 20 of us, there's just one of her. Let's not yell. Let's just sort of whisper it. Just say it quietly. So she is coming down the street. She is just steaming. She gets halfway across the street. She's at the manhole cover. In our group, in perfect unison, said, how old was your baby when you killed her? She stopped, not even one step further. Her entire body went limp, and she turned around and she walked away. Never said a word, walked as silently and as eerily as you could imagine back from where she came from. Because with that kind of anger and hatred and resentment, it's pretty obvious that she had some kind of personal involvement in killing a child. Now, it wasn't 100% guarantee, but it's easy to figure out. You've had 50 million abortions in America. Breast cancer has kept the overall cancer rate up. You know, cancer would have plummeted since 1973. Cancer rates would have plummeted if it was not for breast cancer in women, which has kept cancer rates steady. Did you know that? And that's because abortion unnaturally, artificially stops the development of the mammary glands, the cells that are beginning to change so that they could become milk-producing cells. That process is artificially and instantly halted, and those cells then are carcinogenic. They're vulnerable to carcinogens. And breast cancer, therefore, is epidemic in women of childbearing age in countries around the world after the years that those countries legalized abortion. So it's a pretty open and shut case. But wasn't the American Cancer Society one of the last groups to come on board and say cigarette smoking is bad for your health and tends to cause cancer? Wasn't the American Cancer Society like the last one to admit that? That's not surprising. Is it surprising to you that the Komen Foundation, a multi, hundreds of millions of dollars pass through their hands, that they would be the last to ever admit that abortion dramatically increases a woman's risk to get breast cancer? That shouldn't surprise you. So anyway, you could, because there are 50 million women, well, because there have been 50 million surgical abortions in America, it's not hard to figure out. Like if you have a picture, a beautiful picture of a baby in the womb, and a woman comes by, let's say you're at the People's Fair, and she sees this picture of a, maybe the child is sucking its thumb. It's a cute picture. And she will get this vicious scowl on her face instantly at the picture of a baby in the womb. Where for centuries, if a woman would have been able to look into the womb and see the baby in the womb, fully formed, sucking his thumb, playing with his toes, they would have been in awe and wonder and majesty of it all. But no, we have hardened the hearts of mothers against children in America. So I think it's a good time to email Kara DeGette if you'd like to do that. You could email her just by using her last name at ColoradoSpringsIndependent.com. It's actually CSIndy.com. CSIndy, the independent, the Indy, Colorado Springs. So it's DeGette, D-E-G-E-T-T-E, D-E-G-E-T-T-E, DeGette at CSIndy.com. Now here's this article in the Houston Chronicle today. Chinese victims of forced late-term abortion fight back. Now that's new, right? Yang Zhongchen, a small-town businessman, wined and dined three government officials for permission to become a father. See, not only are you not allowed to have two kids, but you can't have one child without a license. You need to be licensed. But the Peking duck and liquor weren't enough. Shouldn't that be Beijing duck? Boy, they're out of step with political correctness here at the Houston Chronicle. But the Beijing duck and liquor weren't enough. One night, a couple of weeks before her due date. Imagine that. A couple of weeks before her date for giving birth. Now, there's an OBGYN Christian pro-lifer in Colorado Springs, Dr. Roy Stringfellow, and he's written a letter saying that those of us who've criticized this partial birth abortion ruling are wrong, because without the partial birth abortion technique, abortionists cannot, they physically cannot commit late-term abortions. So in his letter, he says that as a result, eventually millions of babies will be saved, millions. And there are pro-life organizations that are distributing his letter as though it's valid. And I guess they also, and this pro-life Christian Dr. Stringfellow, I guess they have not even read the ruling. Because in the ruling, the justices, they say that the reason they're upholding this regulation on partial birth abortion is because there are so many other ways to kill the same baby. And they say, if you really want to do a partial birth abortion, just give an injection that kills the fetus and then deliver the baby intact. They said, that's it. You can do that. And other ways. And so anyway, this OBGYN is taking this swipe at those of us like Human Life International and American Life League and Colorado Right to Life and other groups and leaders, including now Judge Roy Moore, who's on the show a couple weeks ago. He reversed his position and he's condemning the ruling. And I guess Dr. Stringfellow thinks he's supporting Dr. James Dobson with his letter, but Dr. Dobson has come out since our open letters and has put in writing that banning partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, not one. And that, of course, is true. But this doctor says it's physically impossible to do an abortion late term especially late second or third trimester, unless you do a partial birth abortion. That's just not true. How can he say that? Does he know nothing about late-term abortion in America? Partial birth abortion is a newer technique, relatively speaking, in the history of the abortion movement, and it's not the preferred technique. And Warren Hearn in Boulder, who wrote the book, literally, called Abortion Practice, he pioneered this technique where you give an injection into the baby's cardiovascular sac with digoxin, you kill the baby. And so here in Peking, oh no, it was the Peking duck. It should have been Beijing duck. Here in Yang Zhongchen, no, that's the name of the father. Here in Quinan, China, this businessman, Yang Zhongchen, he tried to wine and dine local governing officials, but it didn't work. A couple of weeks before her due date, her date for giving birth, so that would have made her in her eighth month, right? Or depending on how, no, ninth month. That's in the ninth month. That's like 8.5 months along. A couple of weeks before her due date, Yang's wife was dragged from her bed in a North China town and taken to a clinic. I wonder if it was a Planned Parenthood clinic, where she says her baby was killed by injection while still inside her. Warren Hearn pioneered that method. That's how Warren Hearn did it. That's how Samuel Alito and John Roberts and Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas and the crew, that's how they recommend following this partial birth abortion regulation if you want to kill the baby and keep it intact, maybe so you can sell the parts more easily to research, to University Hospital with CU, because they buy those parts. Just give an injection, kill the baby, and then pull it out intact. That's it. So this Dr. Roy Stringfellow, who's an OBGYN in Colorado Springs, he's not familiar with the abortion industry. He doesn't understand their techniques. He doesn't understand the history as pioneered by Warren Hearn in Boulder, Colorado. And he doesn't understand that this baby in China was killed in the ninth month by a Colorado pioneered technique, maybe funded in part by Planned Parenthood International, paying to kill this kid and to force that woman to have an abortion against her will. All right, we have a caller who said he'll pay us to send a Focus on the Strategy 2 DVD to Stringfellow, Dr. Stringfellow. All right, we'll do it. Thank you to the caller. By the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. So how many birds are we killing with one stone here on this show? Kara DeGette, Diana DeGette, the DeGette's neighbor in Denver, the Michael Vick outrage over cruelty to animals, and just pretty much ho-hum by most Christian leaders, conservatives, Republicans about the cruelty to kids. Sean Hannity's hypocrisy, where he's outraged by Michael Vick for his cruelty to animals, and he loves and he praises Rudy Giuliani, father of late-term abortion in conservative circles, the partial birth abortion Republican number one leading candidate for president, who he would just salivate to get to campaign for and to vote for if he wins the nomination. Okay, so we're killing a lot of birds with one stone here. And, of course, there'd be a protest about that, too, if it wasn't figurative. So this man, Yang's wife, says her name is Jin Yani. Several people held me down. They ripped my clothes aside, and the doctor pushed a large syringe into my stomach. It was very painful. It was all very rough. That sounds like what happened to Xu Yan Zhou. I mean, different preparation for the abortion, but same basic story. Some 30 years after China decreed a general limit of one child per family, resentment still brews over the state's regular and sometimes brutal intrusion into intimate family matters. Not only are many second pregnancies aborted, they should have said forced aborted, and they should point out in here that Planned Parenthood has given tens of millions of dollars to China's population control program, which means forced abortion and no choice. But they say, hey, it's a worthwhile trade-off because there are too many of those little slanty-eyed kids popping up across the world. You know, could you think of all the oil they're going to use, all our oil, all our gas? There are just, this, to be a liberal, you have to believe there are too many Chinese babies being born. There are too many Chinese babies, and the fewer Chinese babies, the better for all of us. Because then John Edwards could fly in his private jet and have his 28,000 square foot house. Think of how many Chinese kids have to be killed so that John Edwards can buy his carbon credits to justify his SUVs and private jets and huge mansion. Why doesn't he ride in a Prius and fly commercially and live in a modest sized home and buy carbon credits? Hypocrites. Hypocrites. So they prefer that Chinese kids are killed. That's what's going on here. They don't believe in a woman's right to choose. If they did, they wouldn't have given tens of millions of dollars to China, and the mainstream media in America remains silent on the issue. And the pass that they give Planned Parenthood and the Democrats, and now and NARAL and the feminists and the homosexuals, and Kara DeGette down at Colorado Springs Independent, she doesn't care about these little Chinese kids getting killed, the hypocrite that she is. You're a hypocrite, Kara. You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite. So here's your local angle, Kara DeGette. Planned Parenthood is building this $5 million facility smack dab in the middle of another minority neighborhood. They give tens of millions of dollars to get rid of little Chinese babies, and they locate their killing centers in predominantly black and minority neighborhoods all over America. And 20th and Vine, it's becoming too white. So they're moving it over smack dab in the middle of another black neighborhood, which is what they do. And their founder, Margaret Sanger, she had the Negro Project to try to reduce the number of blacks in the country. And what did Margaret Sanger write in Pivot of Civilization and Woman in the New Race? She wrote that the blind, deaf, dumb, mute, and lame are the dead weight of human waste. And Planned Parenthood still honors her, that racist, that hateful woman. Okay, so anyway, you know what? In Colorado, Warren Hearn, I interviewed him once, and he said, oh, these are personal family decisions. And I asked him about a case in the Midwest where a judge ruled that life support should be taken off of a woman, and her husband wanted it to stay. And he said, oh, no, I agree with the judge. I said, oh, I thought you just said a minute ago that these are personal family matters, not government. And he got angry because he's a hypocrite, too. To get at csindy.com, Maranatha, what a great school. Maranatha.